Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. If the Pats are giving out Player of the Game awards after their win over the Broncos that brought them to 3-2 on this season, Rob Ninkovich would certainly be near the top of the list. He's played out of his mind the last couple of games after being self-critical during the Patriots' two losses earlier in the season, and he had one of the biggest plays in the Pats' win on Sunday.
Inside handoff to McGahee. Down inside the 10, fumble on the play, ball on the ground. Patriots recover.
Give Rob Ninkovich a pass if you felt his impact was minimal through the first 3 weeks of this season. The player himself felt that way as well, as he transitioned from linebacker to defensive end, the position he played in college at Purdue. But now, consider that transition complete. To say that Ninkovich has made an impact on wins over Buffalo last week and Denver on Sunday would be a wild understatement.
I knew I was capable of making some big plays and, you know, being a guy that you could count on, so... You know, the first couple weeks I didn't feel that I was playing my style, you know, the way I would like to play. So, you know, I felt the last couple weeks I've been doing things that, you know, been trying to change some things.
Just after Tom Brady snuck into the end zone to give the Pats a 24-7 lead over Denver in the third quarter, Ninkovich came up with the first of his two game-changing plays, strip-sacking Peyton Manning and giving the ball back to Brady and the offense at Denver's 14-yard line. Two plays later, the Pats tacked on another seven with a Stephen Ridley score. Then, with under 4 minutes left in the game and with Manning poised to pull Denver to within a field goal, it was Ninkovich again, forcing a Willis McGahee fumble that all but sealed the win.
Draw play, I just saw the running back step inside, so I followed him and saw the ball on his right hand, tried to throw a hook at it.
Impressive, man. This guy goes out there and plays hard each and every week. You know, even from the preseason on, you know, just because the big plays don't come doesn't mean he's not out there playing well. So, you know, I'm really happy for him.
Ninkovich is settling into the role that Bill Belichick and defensive coordinator Matt Patricia have asked him to handle. Last week in Buffalo, it was a strip sack of Ryan Fitzpatrick. This week against the Broncos, two forced turnovers. The Pats defense can never feel comfortable when Manning has possession, but Ninkovich made sure that the damage would be minimized.
Yeah, I kept looking at the clock, you know, wanting it to go faster, you know, so we can get that game over with. You know, having him, you know, at the end of the game, having a guy like Manning with the ball, it's always nerve-wracking because, you know, he's made those comebacks in the past. So, you know, I was happy to you know, win the game and, you know, we stopped him. So I was happy about that.
So Ninkovich has been one of the biggest reasons for the Pats turning their season around from 1-2 to now 3-2 as they embark on a road trip next week to Seattle. We'll see if Ninkovich and the Pats can keep this momentum going. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.